Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Spell Slingers by Vindicated Entertainment. This game was actually designed and put out by Vincent Baker, and you may have heard me talking with him on a really, really old episode of the podcast way back, where I actually got to play a pre-release version of this game with him. This game is for 2 to 10 players.
Ooh.
Which we tested out one of those extremes. See if you can guess which one. It's for ages 7 or up and plays in 5 to 15 minutes. Spellslingers is a fast, easy-to-learn card game of wit and wizardry. Cast spells to eliminate your competition and be the last wizard standing. So in this game of Spellslingers, it was being played by myself, John, and
Tim.
That's right. So we tested out the two-player extreme version of this whole thing.
I know what you're talking about. I have multiple personalities.
Now, with this game, the deck box comes with several different variants, different versions of this game. We did the base game, then we did one where we used the signature spells and the actual Spellslinger character cards. So we tried out a pretty decent range of this game. So what's some good stuff we can say about Spellslingers?
It plays within its time limit.
That's true. It did play pretty quick, especially if you play the base one. And we kind of thought the base one and the little Spellslinger characters make for a good, very quick game.
Yes. The signature spells extend the game.
Yeah, the signature spells are incredibly
OP,
crazy and powerful. But the thing is, there's so many of them in the decks that, wow, just wow.
Yeah.
And it does seem like this, at the very least, the base does play really well with two players.
Yeah.
I think the signature spells make the two-player playing it a little bit more lopsided.
Yeah, I think it'd be much better with more people.
Yeah, I agree. And I didn't realize it was up to 10 players. I thought it was up to 6, but 10 players. Oh my gosh, a 10-player game of this?
That would be awesome.
It could be pretty neat.
And probably still would last within the 5 to 15-minute range.
Yeah. And so for another good thing about this is it's a easy enough smaller box deck. You can shove it in your back pocket. Easy enough to, I don't know, take it to a convention or something and try to round up nine other people to play it with you.
It's about, what, 3 decks thick?
It is total.
Normal decks?
Total, it's because I counted it, it's like 80 regular cards.
Okay.
So it's probably a total of like 100 cards or so. So
about, yeah, it's just a card box. It's no giant box with like 50 feet of empty space in it.
Right. So if you can shove 2 regular decks of cards in your pockets, you can easily shove this in your pocket.
Yeah.
All right. So what's some bad stuff we can say about Spellslingers?
The cards are a bit on the thin side.
Oh, you thought they were the...
Yeah. I mean, the steady enough, but they're a little thinner than... Some other ones.
So you might suggest sleeving them if you're going to play a lot of them.
Yeah.
Play it a lot. Yeah, and if you did that, you might actually still be able to fit them all in the card box, which is interesting.
It might be designed that way.
Because
it does look like one of those boxes designed for sleeves.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if it's a wide enough. But anyways, so you're saying, well, the cards could... The material, it's not bad. I mean,
yeah, it's not a bad material,
compared to other games that we've
got. But it does have a thinner feel than some other games.
I guess my only bad thing is kind of what I said before was, I think using the signature spells in playing with two players, not really that great.
Yeah, and we did have an issue with 2 of the signature cards because there was one that allowed me to win the game in 3 turns, and then somehow John...
Yeah.
Prevented himself from being defeated, and we weren't quite sure how that worked out.
Right. Which we sent a note to Vincent Baker about that, and he should be responding at some point, and that'll be interesting. I think we kind of played it out the way it should have been played.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like after 3 turns, you're defeated. Not that it just keeps on counting down and blasting away.
I think it's kind of like a, because there's called, the card is called Supernova. Right. So I'm assuming it was like a blast. So the, and anyone left standing is still standing.
Still standing. Although at that point, you know, there's no more oxygen. The oceans are all crazy. Anyways.
Table was destroyed.
I know, right? Crazy supernovas. So what's something that could go in the other category for spell slingers?
It's very easy to identify what the cards are because it's simple colors with simple designs.
Uh-huh.
The basic cards, the text is pretty large, easy to read.
Yeah, there's nothing too terribly wordy on it. I will say the artwork is pretty cool on the character cards.
Yes. There's nothing complicated. There's no trample. There's no first strike or any of that. Crap.
Yeah. The card, whatever it says on the card is pretty obvious what that does then. So that's,
yeah, you just have to know the difference between negate and block.
Right. Yeah, I think that's pretty good stuff in there.
And you don't need a d20 to keep track of your hit points.
That's right. No. If you've got the deck, if you've got the cards, that's what you need to play the game. That's it. Well, yeah. I mean players, but.
Well, yeah, players help.
there's no single player thing on this. So again, that was Spell Slingers by Vindicated Entertainment.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.